This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Hour number three on an Epic Friday, Bart Scott. Like, double your pleasure.
Double your fun.
Hour number three, what does that mean?
It's the power hour. Hour.
Most certainly is. And this hour is presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. And here's what we're doing, because it's Friday, on a football Friday, and it's the third hour. Clear the deck. Can't wait is coming at the bottom of the hour. With Bart Scott, can't wait to see this weekend. And then we invite you to be part of that conversation, what you can't wait to see this weekend. So you could say, I can't wait to see the Steelers put it on the Patriots. I'm taking those points, right? Like if you can't wait to see it, like that's what it's about. Like that's how we're doing. Do you can't wait to see maybe the Aces win the championship on Sunday at 4 o'clock? WNBA, right? Can't wait to see that. Can't wait to see the Yankees and the Brewers. Yeah. I mean, anything like that. So that's the point. So we get the calls, we'll set them up, we'll stack them and rack them. And after Bart tells you what he can't wait to see, then we go to you, what you can't wait to see. So 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. On last night's game, one more point. Something that I think the story that I heard that kind of told me what's different. Remember I said this, there's quarterbacks who are great players and great leaders. Mm-hmm. Then there's quarterbacks who are just great players. And they can win by just being great, the force multiplier thing.
Yep.
I just want to bring you back to something that Aaron Rodgers said earlier this week. I believe this was Pat McAfee. And, yes, it was from Pat McAfee, where he was talking about the patience you got to have with these young quarterbacks and the idea that
– young receivers.
Young quarterbacks? Young receivers. And the idea that, you know, people saying that I should have spent more time in the offseason with these guys is overrated – because that doesn't matter. So just listen to how Aaron Rodgers explains how there's really nothing you can do. Just have patience.
We have to have patience. A lot of these guys have not played a ton of football, and really it's not something that could have been figured out in training camp or some off-season throwing session. These are live rep things with the pressure of a regular season game, with the pressure of it counting, and that's why I'm not too worried about it. There's a lot of talent on our side of the ball. We just got to execute a little bit better.
Wrong.
Why do you say that? What's your comp, Alan Hahn?
Well, think about it. So last night during the broadcast, Kirk Herbstreit telling the story
After
Tyreek Hill had left, right, he was gone, and they're in, I believe this was in June or July, I think.
Not five.
Patrick Mahomes,
not six,
invited,
not seven,
all of the wide receivers on the roster,
not eight,
and also Travis Kelce to
not
his
10.
To his house.
How many people?
I lost count.
It was 18.
Yeah, it was a big group.
For one day, one weekend, just a little weekend, something that's insignificant, right? Just a weekend. Just come out for the weekend, and we'll try and get some work in, but we'll eat some barbecue and we'll come.
I hung out at the beach, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was the whole thing.
How long did they do it for? 2 weeks.
Yeah.
This dude let people stay at his house.
Yeah, they set it up. And it was, first of all, the house is kind of nice.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
But still, they all went, and including Kelce.
Huh.
And as they said on the broadcast, if Kelsey's showing up, you better show up too.
Damn straight.
And they put in the time. And the point that Mahomes was explaining, as, again, Herbstreit was telling the story, was just to get some chemistry. You know, you could see what I throw. You could just, because as we know, every quarterback throws
how
different.
How I throw it.
How I throw it.
Out my hand, what I see, timing. And I can know when you get coming out of your break, what your body language looks like, when I know you're about to come back to the ball, when I know you're gearing down.
Yeah.
So I don't throw the ball too early. I don't throw it too late. I can tell by your body language when you're about to come out of your cut, when you're going from post corner to corner post to come back to hitch, what your body looks like.
All that stuff matters. And what you do then, and also the time you spend together, so there's that trust that builds up, the understanding that builds up.
Mm.
as a quarterback, just so
that
I can
ain't
watch
important,
you.
Alan. No. Aaron Rodgers told me that ain't no, important.
You're never really going to replicate
but no,
a rookie.
No, but you know what? Aaron Rodgers is so much better of a quarterback than Patrick Mahomes. So that's not apples to apples,
no.
Alan. Oh.
No, that's not true.
Mahomes got a Super Bowl too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah. He has an MVP?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he might get more MVP.
Probably.
So maybe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He'll go to the Hall of Fame, you think?
Probably, yeah.
Oh, so this are oh, so this is like
pretty good comp.
This is like a Macintosh apple versus a sweet Fiji weird apple. But it's both apples.
All I know is that once I heard that story, there was one and only one person I thought of, and that was Aaron Rodgers. Now, other people have come to Aaron Rodgers' defense saying, you know what, though? Behind the scenes, he's actually a really good leader. He'll be patient. You know, he'll talk to the guys. He'll coach them up. You know, yeah. Christian Watson, no, no. He'll be fine because he's going to be under the tutelage. But the problem is you're learning on the job right now while it's live action. And that is what makes you wonder – is that the difference? And is that like Devontae Adams being like, you know what? Yeah, this guy's great, but you know, I'm,
and let me. He's
great,
he's
but
not, he's not relatable.
Yeah, like there's just, and that's the difference between a great player and a great player who's also a great leader. Both can win, but one is a lot more inspiring, a lot more relatable, and a force multiplier. Right.
So you talk about one guy who thought it was important to get his guys there has Juju Smith-Schuster, Valdez Scantling, guys that aren't rookies. He's not dependent on rookies. Travis Kelce, he's dependent on veterans, but he still thought it was important.
Right.
The guy with the guys with no experience, we'll figure it out. We're going to be patient. By the time you get with your patience,
tell me why I'm
Kirk
wrong.
Cousins will be hosting his divisional championship.
Tell me why I'm wrong. Like, how am I wrong about this?
We need Jeff Saturday up here today.
Yeah, I'd like to get that because I just want to know how that's a wrong case to make against Aaron Rodgers and his whole idea that I don't have to.
Yep.
That's what I don't want. Tell me why, Aaron.
You don't have to, you don't want to.
I don't, because that's what it is. I don't want to. I choose not to. I don't have
at this point in my life, when I'm done football in the offseason, I want to enjoy my life and do stuff that I want to
then,
do.
Then you know what? Then don't complain about losing. Don't complain about drops. Don't complain about young players, you know, these kids that got to figure it out. Don't complain about it.
Yeah.
Because you're basically saying, I'm great. Get at my level.
Alan, tell me this. You play basketball, right?
Yeah. Poorly, but.
Where was your sweet spot? Where did you want your point guard to feed you the ball? What part of the block, where did you want it? Did you want it above on the right shoulder? Did you want it low so you can bend over and catch it?
Mid-post, throw it high to my right hand.
Throw it high to right hand. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So that's important because high percentage that you're going to make, the play is going to have a positive outcome if the ball's thrown where? To that hand,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I couldn't miss.
So you mean when I come out of my break as a receiver, in certain places that I really love with my football – and I really can catch it. Yeah, this is where I like it, man.
Yep.
If you give it to me here, I'm going to catch it, and I can turn up the field and give you some yak.
I got muscle memory off of that catch that to this day, it's just – and that's a true thing, and it's a great point because when you're a receiver that's struggling, not having a good day.
Yeah.
You know, Mahomes thinking, all right, let me get him his rhythm. I'll get him right in his spot.
Yeah.
Right? Like we all had that teammate. We all had that person, the point guard that knew, right? Yeah. Mine was a guy named Ricky Gill, and he just knew.
Tricky Ricky.
I loved Ricky. Like, he always knew where to find me, and he knew if I missed a few, go there, I got you.
Cause
I'm in a rhythm just because Ricky knew. That was my guy. I loved him to this day because of that. Because
some guys on a fast break, you give him the ball, he going to fall over himself, right? Like, you cannot throw me the ball before I get at the free throw line or in a fast break because I got to put the ball down and dribble and it's going to jack me up. If you give it to me inside, I can catch in the stride. I'm going up with that power layup. I might dunk it. You know what I'm saying? But if you give it to me there, I got to dribble. I'm going to lose the ball and kick the ball out of bounds. Thanks a lot. That's not my spot. That's not my strength.
But that's
thanks
why,
for putting me in my point of weakness.
That's why reps matter. Off-season reps matter because is it game speed? Not as much. Is it intense? No. It's a beautiful summer day by the beach in Texas. Of course it's not going to be the intensity of a game in Arrowhead in week two. No, that's not what it's meant to be, though.
It's data.
It's yes. That's what it's about. And that's when you're
everybody's
obsessed.
Tom different.
Brady, what did he do? Went to a park.
Yeah.
Got COVID and all this stuff. Can't work out.
Got kicked out.
All right, let's
they
bring
kicked Tom Brady out.
Everybody meet me here. because we got to work. Because I need to see how you move. You need to see how I move. So we can be on the same page. So when week one comes, we hit the ground running.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron Rodgers chose not to do that. Now, again, could he win 13 games? Sure, he could win 13 games. But is that the goal, or is the goal to be so good and so on point that you can win a Super Bowl? And that's the difference. So when you hear criticism of Aaron Rodgers about stuff like this, and you say, what does it matter? He's great, blah, blah, blah. Now you know why. And all it took was that one little story about why Patrick Mahomes thought it was a good idea after losing Tyreek Hill to have all of his receivers down to his house. So let's get on the same page. Because what has he done in the first 2 weeks of this season? He's thrown to every receiver on the roster.
Yep.
Everyone.
Threw a touchdown pass to some dude named Watson. Not Christian Watson from Green Bay, but his version of Watson. And he hit pay dirt. He caught his ball because it was where he wanted it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole idea. Empower all of your receivers. So they trust you, and you know them, and you could trust them as well. All right. So we've got to make our picks now, going up against all the other shows. We were 2-1 last week. We aimed to be undefeated.
What did we lose on?
This week.
Cardinals?
Yeah. We decided to pick Arizona and plus 6 at home because we were like, that should be disrespectful, and that's what we get for believing in Kyler Murray. Yes. So our pick's coming up. We have your calls, which you can't wait to see this weekend. But first, Bart, tell us about O'Reilly.
Hoo-hoo. O'Reilly, my peoples. O'Reilly Auto Parts are here to keep your car on the road with the right parts, advice, and professional parts people, and their free loaner tool program. There's no need to purchase a tool if you're only going to use it once. Your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required at time of rental. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask for their free loaner tool program or visit O'Reilly.com. Yeah!
It's a team, man. It's a team. One guy can't do it. It takes all of us.
ESPN Radio's Pick'em Challenge.
All right, let's get into this. So, Stosh, we were 2-1, and everyone else was 2-1, correct? So we really are okay.
One show got them all right.
Who did?
Freddie and Fitzsimmons.
Of course they did. Freddie and Fitzsimmons.
This is Freddie Olas.
They've been
Moses.
Doing it. They've been doing a show together. Like, wait, haven't they been doing the show together the longest of anybody on this network at this point?
No,
it's almost unfair.
No.
Don't change our narrative.
Feels like
the longest running show on the network is Dario Mel.
Attorney of the facts.
Oh, well, okay. Dario Mel.
Attorney of facts.
Is Dario Mel part of this deal?
No.
Well, okay. So out of the group.
Click it.
It's the weekday shows.
Tomato, Stosh.
Look, as long as
Carlin. Whose side are you on?
As long as Canty and Carlin aren't beating us. Like, it's got to start there, right?
Well, you're tied.
Yes, we're tied. So let's get this one right. So we begin. Let's see. What's the first game we got to pick?
Bears at Packers.
Ooh.
Oh, you know why?
Yeah.
Packers are laying 10 against the team that Aaron Rodgers owns.
Yeah.
Coming off an embarrassing performance.
Yeah.
Do we lay the points and take the Packers?
Don't pay around. Listen, let me tell you, that defense for the Packers.
You don't believe
is
in
legit.
The Bears?
No, and they didn't play up to capabilities. This week, they're going to be pissed off. They got too many great players on the defensive side of the ball. The Bears don't have anybody that can catch the ball. Nobody can get away from Zaire Alexander. They're going to tell him to go get a guy and lock his ass up.
So is reality setting in for Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago.
That Bears had a good beginning. They're not going to have a good end. Okay.
Exactly.
All right, so we are. Lock it in. We're taking the Packers, and we're laying the 10.
Patriots at Steelers.
Another one.
Oh, we taking the Steelers.
Vegas is messing with people.
We're taking the Steelers, man.
100%?
They're going to win, so the 2 points don't matter.
Do you have the Belichick thing? Like that, that Belichick doesn't lose back-to-back like this.
They haven't been
0-2 since 2001, man.
Yeah, all those statistics was from who?
Tom Brady.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Who's there? Trees with a bad back?
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin?
Well, it's not a bad back. It's a little sunburned.
Okay, who you gonna hedge your bet with? Mike Tomlin and what he showed you week one, going against the Bengals.
I'll change it.
Or are you going against Bill Belichick?
I'll flip it. You trust Mitchell Trubisky? No, T.J. Watt. That defense and Trubisky running an offense that's a bit anemic against Bill Belichick's defense.
He can't be worse than he was last week. Can he be worse than he was last week?
Cannot. And not. Now, remember, this is in their building.
And they still beat, right.
So, Renegade's going to play.
Yes.
And
listen, string cheese got to throw the ball eventually.
Yeah.
Like in Highsmith, Alex Hightower, three sacks last week.
Fitzpatrick was also all over the field.
But also, people forget they got the guy from the kid from the Jaguars, mm-hmm. who I love.
Who's that?
Miles Jack. Miles Jack was a first-round draft pick from UCLA. He was balling with Jacksonville. They just didn't like him. They got him out of there. He's a pro bowler. He's only in his fifth year with Devin Bush.
All right, I'm in.
So Blitzberg is back, baby.
Locking it in. We're taking the Steelers and the 2 points, which isn't going to matter. And it's a game, by the way, on ESPN Radio. Carlin and Sal Powell calling that game. We talked to Sal Powell earlier in the show, and he was all over this game.
He didn't understand it. He couldn't believe it either.
So, okay, let's lock that in. So we got the Packers. Our pick 'em challenge so far. Packers laying 10 against the Bears. Steelers were taking the 2 points against the Patriots. And then the Steelers at home. Easy. The very last game that we have to pick.
Buccaneers at Saints.
This is your team.
Yeah, I know I'm going.
This is your team. So you're all in on the Saints here. That's another game where the road team is the favorite. The Bucs. Tom Brady hasn't beaten the Saints in the regular season in 4 tries. The Bucs haven't beaten the Saints in the regular season in 7 tries.
You see a broken clock goes right every.
So is that what this is? This is sort of that, it's about time?
I don't know.
Do you trust Jameis Winston? He started showing you something later in the game. So
213 yards.
Two and a half point spread here now. The Bucs on the road favored by 2.5. So if you're taking the Saints, you're taking the Saints and you're taking the 2.5 points. You're feeling pretty good about a win here because it's easy enough. I mean, the points don't mean anything. It's more or less you're going with the dog, the home dog.
Yeah, the home dog. That's one of the hardest places to play. That's one of the hardest places to play.
It's loud.
And they 1-0, so they're going to be waka flocka.
And that offense.
Did you see Jarvis Landry, what he did?
It has boom potential. Like, top 5 offense potential, right? That good potential, right?
And listen,
the only thing that could hold it back is the guy you love, Jameis Winston.
But then they still have so many different elements and so many layers to their offense because Taysom Hill snapped off, too, as far as playing in that old wildcat type of role.
Yes.
So now he's back to doing what he does. So now you're getting productivity from him. You're getting it from Landry. You're getting it from Alvin Kamara. You're getting it from Michael Thomas. Alave is going to play.
Now flip it. Why shouldn't I believe the Bucs can win?
Because they have a beat-up offensive line. Their injury report looked like an Oregon Trail roll call. They got everything from dysentery to acid reflux. You know what I mean? Like, and you don't expect them to heal up. I just don't know. I don't know if they're going to be able to pull this one off. I'm going to hedge my bet with the Saints because until the Bucs show me that they can beat them, I can't go against what I've seen. The past is usually a predictor of the future. Not all the time.
You can't even go off of what you saw in week 1 for the Bucs. Like, that doesn't mean a damn thing.
Yeah.
So it's really like this is their first real challenge.
And you know how personal divisional games get. Get a little bloody. Get a little cheap.
No, it is.
Get a little physical.
It is.
Get a little bloody. Get a little haterade going on.
I mean, you got Mike Evans, you got Julio Jones. I mean, this is going to be all
right. Julio Jones always hurt.
You said
he might wake up and say his cuticles hurt, can't play. Stop it. You don't got Chris Godwin.
I'm curious what the over under in this game is. Because you could see a lot of points in this game, could you?
These games are usually a dogfight. Mm. Defense usually beat the hell out of each other.
Stosh, I need to be convinced. Can you convince me that I should go with Bart on the Saints here?
Yeah, they're going to beat them.
Oh, you're, all right, so you're all – you didn't even hesitate.
Nah.
So you're with Bart.
Yeah,
Saints are winning this game. All right, lock it in.
Lock it in.
Lock it in. All right, that's it. So to recap, pick'em challenge for this week, us against the rest of the shows here on the network. And I bet everybody's doing the same thing we're doing here. I almost feel like that's the trick, though, is do we do what everybody else is doing or do we take one risk?
Nah, somebody's gonna bite. Somebody's biting on the Tom Brady.
On the Bucs?
Yeah, somebody biting on the Tom Brady's to go.
Do we know what KJM has done yet? Stosh?
I can get that for you.
Okay. Well, that's what I'd like to know. Sort of like who they picking. Because that's the trick also if you want to get ahead. Like, you can't. If you pick them, everybody else is picking, we're going to get stuck. Mm-hmm. We got to.
But sometimes you don't want to get behind.
Well, you don't
want to
be stupid either, right?
Yeah, all right, well, let's go opposite everybody. No,
we ain't. Nah, well, we tried that last week. Had that work out. Yeah, it wasn't smart. So Packers lay in 10 against the Bears, taking 2 points in the Steelers at home, and taking 2.5 and the Saints at home. So I don't know if that's not that risky, but that's what we're doing. We lock it in. All right, that's the Pick'em Challenge. We'll see how things go. Greeny also did their picks already. So Candy and Carlin have to do theirs. Spain and Fitz, right? So they have to do theirs. And Freddie and Fitzsimmons have to do theirs. So we still won't know what everybody else is doing. But we're in. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We got a weekend. We got a lot going on this weekend. What Bart Scott can't wait to see, and also what you can't wait to see as well. Lots to get to. Bart and Hunt, ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. This September, Disney Plus is back in action with exciting new premieres from Disney, Pixar, Star Wars, Marvel, National Geographic, and The Simpsons. And this month only, you can get Disney Plus for just $1.99 for 1 month. Offer available now until September 19th. Then it's $7.99 a month. All this and more now streaming. Just quickly, Bart, did you see that? The Texas ran up about $280,000 for a recruiting visit.
Mm-hmm.
It was nine players that they brought in, including Arch Manning.
Worth every dollar, too.
$630,000 on two weekends in June. And when Manning showed up, they had five-star accommodations, all you can eat. You got 17-year-olds showing up.
What about the late-night entertainment?
What do you mean?
My name's Jilly from France. You a student here? Yes, I've been at the university. What university do you go to? Did I go to the university? The University of America? Like, hold up. She can't be a student here.
No, that's one of those.
I saw her on the
That's one of those moments where he's there and he's like, would you go to prom with me? Varsity Blue is one of the best moments. Would you go to prom with me?
As soon as I get my visa approved, like, they flew me over here just for you, buddy.
Damn. $350,000 on another weekend. They had 14 recruits. I mean, they brought a ton of people in. So, you know, hey.
Remember, people used to get, who's the coach that got in trouble for that for basketball? Was it Arizona? They got in trouble for that. Now They're making it illegal.
Well,
now it's legal. If I'm him, I want my job back. It's like the people that went to prison for marijuana. Now marijuana is illegal. They got to let him out of jail. They got to let him back. He's just ahead of the times, huh?
Well, we couldn't be part of that weekend, but we got a great weekend coming up, obviously, in the world of sports. And what we like to do is ask Bart Scott what he can't wait to see this weekend. So can't wait, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people.
There is so much going on in sports this weekend.
Here comes Showtime with the hammer for the win.
And Bart Scott.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. On Bart and Hahn.
Take it away, big boy.
Listen, this is what I love about Can't Wait this time of year. We know what it's all about. It's all about that foosball, Bobby Boucher. And I tell you what, one of the most intriguing stories to me is the redemption tour. Talk about keeping receipts. Saquon Barkley has been taking receipts. And oh, man, he cashed out one of them rebates on week one. Can he cash in another one against the Carolina Panthers? And does this story continue to get a little bleak? for Baker Mayfield. Ooh. There's no soup for you, no Bojangles for you, and Progressive did not make it past the Mason-Dixon line. But I tell you what, I'm excited to see if Saquon and this Giants team can continue to scrap. And just maybe, maybe, with the demise in the fall of Dak Prescott and the Cowboys, could open up an opportunity for a wild card. What? Oh, yeah, can Brian Daboll and Wink Wink Martindale, can they pull up the upset? I don't even know if this is upset, but the upset is the fact that the you know, you talk about the teams in New York. They usually don't win much in September. Oh, yeah, can we go 2-for-2? I can't wait to see it.
What else?
And then, number two, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're doing I didn't realize we were doing all that stuff. Are you, we're making it that fancy?
Yeah, man, we're getting bourgeois in this thing.
Okay.
Tell you what, number one of the two. Most underrated matchups this week that none of us really saw coming when we looked at this initial schedule
is
Minnesota versus the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Oh, we talk about seeding. We talk about a measuring stick. You're talking about seeing where we stack up against potentially one of the best teams, and can we be one of the best teams?
Hell yeah.
Oh, man. Can you see the Darius Smith, the Neil Hunter, yo, Kendricks, yo, Harrison Smith against this vaulted, amazing, steel curtain of a line when you talk about the Philadelphia Eagles and their ability to run the football. A.J. Brown, you know, tore it up. You know, one of the most underrated stories, underreported stories, the fact that he went for almost 150, 160 last week with Jalen Hurts, his friend, a guy that he recruited, a guy that he was in a recruiting class with when they were coming out of college. You know, Devontae Smith hasn't come out yet. We're going to see, can this Kevin O'Connell, L.A. Rams type of defense or offense kind of carry, and can it continue at this rate? Can Justin Jefferson continue to make the argument that he's the best receiver in the league? We're going to find that out this week, and we're going to know a lot about two teams that I pick to be in the playoffs. This collision course, take all the data that you need, because you will see me again.
Number three,
and maybe the final. I mean, call me biased, but this week they're going to be honoring, two people in Baltimore. Tony Siragusa, affectionately known by his teammates as Goose. Also, I'm sorry I can't remember the young man who passed the same day as Zeus. He was a player for them. I think his name is Jalen Smith or Tyler Smith. I'm sorry if I apologize for butchering his name, but we're going to honor him. The Ravens are going to have a patch on their helmet. Their emotions are going to be extremely high as it is the home opener for the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson, they're going to be coming down. Jalen Ferguson. You know, God rest both their souls. But I tell you what, the Ravens always put on a show, and they always play hard for their own. And I tell you what, emotions and hearts are going to be heavy, and they're going to come out inspired. And the emotion and the electricity within that building, one of the most electrifying stadiums to play in, as Tua Tagovailoa and the cheetah. Would a cheetah be tamed? Would a cheetah be put in a cage? Would a cheetah be put in a bag and hit with bricks? We shall see. Or will Tua Tagovailoa and his pretty balls and his vision be distorted by the height of Calais Campbell and, oh, yeah, the fat boy in the middle? Oh, yeah, I can't phrasing. Michael Pierce is the fat boy, if anybody didn't know. It looked like the number 10 four. When they stand next to each other.
Number four,
and this is the last one. And I should have saved the best for last, but I like to get off to a fast start and like to coast into the finish line. It's going to be a boxing match, and it's a kind of 6 years too late. As the first two, I had Triple G winning the first one. I had Canelo winning the second one, even though all of them went to Canelo. But we know sometimes the wins and the decisions go to the money fighter, and it's been Canelo. But, you know, it seems like they're going to put a bow on it. I love trilogies because we know it's no secrets. Who's able to advance? Triple G's a little older, going into his 40s. His best boxing is behind him. Canelo's is in front of him, but you can never count out somebody with great punching power like Triple G. He's one of our native sons. He got his big start here in New York, you know, fighting in a small arena in Madison Square Garden all the way to the championship and being revered as one of the best fighters in the game. This is the rubber match. Let's see who comes out on top. But, yeah, it's a little bit too late, much like Pacquiao and Mayweather. But I'll watch it because I ain't got no money.
That's what you can't wait to see.
That's all I got.
There's a lot going on. Let's not also forget WNBA Finals Sunday, 4 o'clock.
I'm saving that for you.
Sun, Aces. See a championship, man. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. There's a lot of people that also can't wait to see some stuff. Let's see what we've got. South Carolina, we got, is it Jamin?
Yep, Jamin.
Oh, Jamin. I like that name.
Jamin.
Jamin.
Oh, Jamin.
Yeah,
even Jamin. Better. Although I was trying to make it sound like, you know, smooth, like Yeaman.
Yeah, yeah.
I got you.
Okay. What do you got for us? What is it you can't wait to see?
I can't wait to see the undisputed hero of the boys, number 11, Parsons, put some fear in Monsieur Burrow's eyes this Sunday. I just can't wait to see him and then become the new hero of the boys. Come on, we need some leaders.
The new leader of the Cowboys.
So Michael Parsons.
They almost need that to be their identity at this point,
is
right?
Is Michael Parsons nicknamed Chip Chip? Or do we call him Pringles?
You can explain that. Jamin, thank you. All right, what about Zach in Florida? Zach, what is it you can't wait to see this weekend?
Can't wait to see the Minnesota Vikings whoop the Eagles.
Ooh, whoop. Those are strong words, man. Those are strong words. Remember when they had the miracle when they were able to get there and they beat the Saints? They went to Philly the next week and got the brakes beat off of them. Y'all still remember that, but I tell you what, this is a different team. You know, Kevin O'Connell, my former teammate, he's got the secret sauce. He's the quarterback whisperer, and I think people really give Kirk Cousins a tough time, but he's above average quarterback, but he doesn't get the respect of an above average quarterback because I think we assume that it's a lot more above average quarterbacks, but there really aren't.
There's not.
As soon as you start realizing that, listen, he's above the average. I'm trying to think back in the day. You know who he is? Rich Gannon.
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying?
And Rich Gannon,
like, you know, went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Or he's a Trent Green. But I think a lot of times we want to put him there with, like, he's Cleo Lemon, or we want to put him there like he's Ryan Salisbury or even Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's better than all those players.
Sean Salisbury?
But we don't give him, yeah.
Is he Ryan Salisbury? Yeah. Okay. But look,
he wasn't good enough for me to know his own name.
But, like, stop. But, Kirk Cousins isn't overrated. He's not underrated. He's rated.
He's properly rated.
He's properly rated. He's one of the few that are properly rated. All right.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. So you did a can't wait just a minute ago.
Uh-huh.
And you're looking forward to this Giants-Panthers matchup. Yeah. And you're feeling pretty good about the Giants. They're at home. And the way Saquon played in week one, does Daniel Jones make you like a little bit of pause?
Of course.
A little bit of hesitation?
Of course. But if the offense runs... Listen, Kadarius Toney, like, I don't know why he's in the doghouse.
I guess the feeling is he's got to catch up, is what Dayball said. Like, they, you know.
He's one of the most, and listen, no disrespect to Elijah Moore. To me, he was the most, and maybe Gerard Chase.
DeMar, yeah.
Kadarius Toney, like, gives me Tyreek Hill vibes. This dude is special. Now, if he can put down a rat pin and whatever he's got going on and mature,
that's a big part of this story.
I hate to see a player that could possibly be maybe the greatest weapon or one of the best weapons in the NFL.
He doesn't get it.
He don't get it.
Right.
And like we see it and he don't see it, but he may not ever get a chance to show it if he don't mature because he's going to wear his welcome off. And once you get that scarlet letter, it is hard to erase it. And, man, this is two coaching staffs. One last year kind of has some reservations about him. This one should – like, they went out and got the kid Robinson from Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
It is no reason why they should have ever got him help. Because he is –
And he got hurt.
But he's everything that kid was supposed to be in this. They already had it on the roster. So they decided to get it because they knew they maybe thought they couldn't trust him right. just that quickly in the offseason or whatever was said about him when they left. You know what I mean? So whatever was said about it left, clearly they thought they had to go get a player with similar skill set.
Yep.
When he's right there, and he's only in his second year.
Okay, so there's that game. What about – you mentioned this too. You think the Jets against the Browns favors the Jets. I don't know why, but you do because you feel like Brissett is going to make it a little bit easier for that. I mean, obviously Lamar is hard for anybody to deal with, but you think Jacoby Brissett is not mobile enough and that Jet front line should be able to give him fits.
I think give him fits, but really what also gives me such confidence is DJ Reed graded out at like 92%, and Sauce gave up one – his first game, Sauce gave up at eight yards.
Right.
And he was targeted eight times.
It was the safety, that was the problem.
No, it was one safety.
Okay.
I name names around here. It's no Gray. It was Joyner, who was injured and who I didn't realize or didn't really
Can you promise me quickly that Flacco will not be a statue and this offense will actually produce? Yes or no?
No.
Meh. Oh, boy. We're back in 10 seconds.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, we want you to tune into a football doubleheader Sunday. You got the Steelers hosting the Patriots, a very interesting game, followed by the Texans and the Broncos. How would you describe Texans Broncos, Bart?
I describe the Texans and the Broncos as the upset of the week.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Hold up.
Yeah, I said it. Two tears in a bucket.
What?
I picked that. That was my bold prediction the other day, too.
And why would you say this?
Listen, Brandon Cook has always gone over 1,000 yards. Davis Mills is, I believe, in.
Broncos at home.
Yeah.
Favored by 10.
Yep.
You're going upset city.
Upset city.
Ooh-wee.
Because they sleeping on him. Nobody really likes Russell. They haven't figured it out. Nathaniel Hackett.
They got to meet in his office.
Yeah, Nathaniel Hackett. Yeah, I wonder if he called. I wonder if Russell called him to his office. Yeah, he went over to speakerphone. It was a loudspeaker, too. Yeah, can we get Nathaniel? Nathaniel Hackett? Yeah. Meet me in my office. This is Russell. Come down.
Well, coverage begins of this doubleheader.
I wonder if it's just a bobblehead or Sierra in there.
My goodies.
The Broncos.
My goodies.
Coverage begins at noon Eastern on select ESPN radio stations. What you can't wait to see this weekend. We got more of them. We go to them right now. Rays in Jersey, Ray.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Best show on the radio.
Thank you.
Here's what I can't wait for is Eagles beating the Vikings, unlike Zach, the prior caller. Eagles, that's going to open the pathway to the get to play in the NFC Championship game.
That would you say, right? Like this could be a seeding kind of game, right? Head to head.
To me, this is a pick'em, man. This is a pick'em, and the difference is, you know, they got big play Slay, they got Bradbury over there. When you think about the secondary of the who am I thinking of? When you think about the secondary of the Minnesota Vikings,
okay.
They really can't keep up. You know, Patrick Peterson been stealing for a couple years, man. That's my guy. He's going to Hall of Fame, but he's been stealing. That pass that Watson dropped, he hit Peterson with a double move, and that's a rookie.
We go to Virginia. We talk to Morris. Morris, what is it you can't wait to see, baby?
Can't wait, Bart Scott. I had no idea that was your upset pick. Are you crazy, man? Russell is exactly coming back out to show everybody why we're going to be great this year. And the defense, are you forgetting that we got Patrick Surtain? He's got to shut Brandon Cooks down.
They put up 30, and they had Stephon Gilmore over there, who's a better cornerback than Patrick Surtain. We say that. Remember, he was Defense Player of the Year 2 years ago, and they put up 30. Davis Mills, yeah, that. They went against a better opponent in week one. Y'all lost to Geno Smith.
I'll tell you what, I needed to.
And the right backs.
Morris needs to protect his voice right there.
Yeah, though. Yeah, he went walk a flock.
Let's go to the truck and talk to Roy. Roy, what is it you can't wait to see this weekend?
Okay, look, I'm about to make a whole bunch of Dallas folks mad, but you know what? Too bad. Dallas ain't never going nowhere with Dak as quarterback. So, Mr. Parsons, I hope he has a good game. And the other one is Tua Tolo over in Miami. I hope he comes back with his little short self and he can't see. But he's going to have to work around that. He's
Tua Tagovailoa. You said Tua Tolo. I was like, huh?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
I got
Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, he's Tua Tolo. I thought you were talking about the boxer.
I think he's making the joke, right?
Too low.
He's just too low.
Wish it was a little bit taller. Wish it was a baller. Wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. Who's next?
Who's next? Let's see. Let's go to Coach Tony in San Antonio. Hey, Coach, what can't you wait to see this weekend?
The Bills covering 17 points at home.
Oh.
You heard it.
17? What if they call the dogs off? You got to put the backup in. You know what I'm saying? If they go up, you got to protect Josh Allen from himself.
I got the Bills laying 10 at home against Tennessee, and he's saying they're going to cover. That's not a hot take, though, Coach.
Yeah.
It's not a hot take.
You can do better.
Win by 10 over a Titans team that lost to the Giants?
Yeah, you can do better.
All right, we continue. Let's go. Let's see. Let's go to Alabama. Talk to Jason. Jason, what is it you can't wait to see this weekend?
Well, I can't wait to see my New Orleans Saints continue what they displayed in the fourth quarter against the Falcons.
Yeah, who that?
Me personally, I'm old enough to remember back in the 90s when there were some very successful teams that ran versions that ran like a run and shoot or fun and gun type offense.
Oh, you want to talk about my really Lions? You want to talk about my Wayne Fines Lions? You had me at run and shoot. You know, I'm a Lions fan. Wayne Fonts, Brett Perriman, Johnny Morton, Herman Moore, and Barry Sanders.
Can the Lions win? They're
favored. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I mean, that you're
don't
you're,
even hell yeah.
They are favored by 1 point. Haven't been favored in like 2 years. Can the Lions beat the Commanders?
Biting a lot of kneecaps. They're going to beat the hell out of Carson Wentz.
I'll be happier Monday if they do. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.